You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Many low-income students rely on need-based scholarships and grants to pay for college, but in recent years, universities and colleges across the country are turning away from that sort of financial aid. They're increasingly awarding student aid just based on merit, and the numbers are pretty surprising here. 29% of all student aid these days is now merit-based, and that number has nearly tripled over the past 20 years. And Catherine Rampell is an economics reporter for the New York Times who's been covering this story, and she joins us now. Catherine Rampell, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, good to be here.
So why is this trend happening? Why are more and more of these merit awards going just to students from high-income families?
Well, so the way that it's working is that it used to be that schools and states gave most of their financial aid based on need, not based on merit, actually. The idea being that you want to improve access to college. Over the years, both institutions and state agencies have been focusing more of their dollars away from conditioning on need and more towards merit, which correlates very highly with income. So the idea being that you're rewarding students for having high SAT scores and high grades, but for various reasons, those kind of metrics are more likely to occur with high-income families. And there are a few reasons about why that's the case. You know, one is that, you know, we like to think of America as a meritocracy. We want to reward people for scoring well. You know, we're not explicitly targeting high-income families, but that is the result. The other issue is that a lot of schools are trying to improve their rankings in things like the U.S. News and World Report rankings, and a lot of that has to do with inputs based on how well your incoming student body tests. So if you try to kind of bribe the higher scoring students to come to your school, that's going to improve your school's reputation.
What's happening here in Washington State? Have you been able to look at that?
You know, one of your producers asked me about that. I did not specifically focus on Washington State, and unfortunately, the data source that I would normally turn to in order to look up what's happening state by state over the years is down because it's a government website.
The partial government shutdown is affecting your ability to report on this?
Yes, exactly. I mean, amongst other things, there are a lot of government websites from the Department of Education in this case, from the Census Bureau, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that are either not updating their data or are taking it down entirely. That's the case with the Department of Education. I was able to find one alternate data source that most of the higher ed experts that I talk with about these issues don't turn to as a first resort, but it did have some data on what the current numbers are in Washington State, not historical, but it did show that actually Washington State, when it comes to financial aid distributed by the state itself as opposed to by the individual institutions, actually does have one of the best track records in terms of devoting most of its dollars based on need and not specifically non-need-based merit, if that makes sense.
Yes, but nationally the trend remains 29% of all student aid now just merit-based, not need-based. And some of the people defending this trend, as I understand it from your article, are saying, look, more merit-based awards is going to keep smarter students in state, and it's kind of a brain drain argument. What's the evidence for that, one way or the other?
Well, you know, that sounds like a perfectly reasonable concern. If you are a state and you're trying to figure out how to divvy up your financial aid, you want to reward the students who have scored the best, both because you want to encourage achievement for its own sake, but also to keep them at state schools so they don't leave. The evidence on this is not convincing, though, that giving more aid to students based on merit, test scores, and that sort of thing keeps them in state after they graduate from college.
You mentioned earlier, Catherine, about how, you know, part of the philosophy is here, look, you know, America is a meritocracy, but underlying the sort of post-war college experiment is the idea that we can solve some of our economic inequality through the university system. Our state's now saying that's too much of a burden to place on the universities. If you're going to solve economic inequality, you need to do it differently, or is that argument just kind of not coming up at all?
Well, you know, the way that I think Americans and taxpayers view higher education seems to have changed a lot over the years. It used to be much more of a public good, and you've looked at higher education as kind of an investment in your local economy, that you're trying to improve access to two-year schools and four-year schools that are run by the state or subsidized by the state, because you think that's going to get your population to have more of the skills that will enrich your economy. Over the years, what's happened is the states have pulled back a lot of their subsidies for higher education, which is part of the reason why you see tuitions rising so much. It's not because schools are building these, you know, fancy schmancy climbing walls and that sort of thing, although there are a few that are doing that. It's mostly that the states are withdrawing their support from the schools, and so the schools have to raise tuition to compensate. And the consequence of that, you know, whether this is like a deliberate philosophical decision that's made by politicians and taxpayers or not, the consequences are that you have a smaller share of state populations that actually have access to college and specifically to four-year schools.
Catherine Rampell is an economics reporter for the New York Times, and she's telling us about her recent story finding that in recent years, universities and colleges across the country turning away from need-based financial aid, increasingly awarding student aid just based on merit. You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.